Theater Company presents Once Upon a Christmas Night, an exciting, original, family-friendly show about the wonder of Christmas.
Join us at the David Marr Theater at 2200 Eureka Way, December 5th, 6th, and 7th at 7 p.m. Tickets are only $20. You may purchase them online at eventbrite.com. Simply search Eden Theater Company.
Enjoy beloved holiday classics such as...
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Maybe it's cold. Maybe it's cold outside.
Don't miss Eden Theatre Company's Once Upon a Christmas Night on December 5th, 6th, and 7th at 7 p.m. at the David Marr Theatre at 2200 Eureka Way. Tickets are just $20 on Eventbrite.com. Search Eden Theatre Company Once Upon a Christmas Night or purchase your tickets at the door. It's an evening you won't forget.
Reading Kia is celebrating this season with joy, gratitude, and incredible year-end savings. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we're giving a heartfelt thank you to our veterans and the brave men and women of our military. Since 2006, Redding Kia has been your trusted hometown dealership. During our holiday sales events, take home a brand new 2026 Kia Sportage. There's always a military incentive rebate at Redding Kia. Visit us at 418 East Cypress Avenue or anytime at reddingkia.com.
Welcome to a replay of the Armstrong and Getty Show. We are on vacation, but boy, did we have some good stuff for you.
So, speaking of misbehavior, Riley Gaines has been an absolutely courageous spokesperson for women's sports, women's private places, and women's rights in general. And on college campuses, where undergrads are majority women, the reception she's gotten has been absolutely horrific.
I have been in several environments, especially on these hotbeds, these college campuses, where I have been spit on. Of course, I mean, the most profane, obscene, heinous things yelled at me, drinks poured on me, glass bottles thrown at me. There was an incident in San Francisco where I was literally held hostage for 5 hours where protesters, the mob, the angry, violent mob on the outside, demanded that I had to pay them money if I wanted to make it back home to my family safely. All while university officials, the dean of students, the vice president of student affairs at the university, they applauded the students for their brave behavior, saying that people like me, with our dissenting viewpoints, we were the ones who were basically asking for this.
Yeah, the whole transgender cult thing, how else to describe a view so adamant and fevered that you would behave like that when a young woman was trying to protect women's sports and women's private areas like locker rooms and bathrooms and stuff? I mean, you are nuts.
You don't mean a private area like her Yahoo.
Good Lord.
You mean the space she's in.
You're an idiot, and I will not dignify that. Speaking of people standing up for women's rights, this is such an interesting little episode in the history of that. Tish Hyman is the name of the black lady you may have seen, heard, who was aghast when she was bare naked at the Gold's Gym in Los Angeles and turned, and there was a full-grown man looking at her. And she told aforementioned fella to get the hell out. He said, I'm a woman. I get to be in here. And started screaming at her that she was a bigot and misgendering him and the rest of it. We played you that. Well, Tish, to her credit, traveled north to the San Francisco Bay Area and attended a town hall meeting being held by none other than the world's leading pervert, Scott Wiener, who hopes to hold Nancy Pelosi's congressional seat soon. And she, Tish, was asking Scott about protecting women, and it took some really interesting turns. We'll start with 70, Michael.
As a lesbian woman who was attacked in a woman's locker room at Gold's Gym this week by a self-identifying trans woman with a documented history of domestic violence, I'm deeply concerned about women's safety in female-only spaces. What would you say to women who are seeking assurance that their safety will be protected from men who, by California law, can self-ID as women in women-only spaces, sir? Please tell me.
No. So we want, everyone to be safe. And we also know that, we have trans people, both men and women, who are men and women. So if you're trans women, are women.
Wow, what a floundering, fumbling, bumbling effort to translate the academia talk Scott Wiener's memorized into, real-world language. You just couldn't do it.
No, well, often when you're saying stuff you don't actually believe, it's difficult to form your sentences and thoughts.
I think he does believe that, though. He's in favor of everything from man-boy love to... Yeah, please. He says birthing persons. He's said birthing persons 10 years ago. He's an activist in this. But anyway, it keeps going and it keeps getting weirder.
And we want to know, are you going to protect women? Not trans women? Women. Women, trans women are different things. Women. Women. Listen, we need to protect women's safety.
Women are women.
I was assaulted. No, they are not. They are men. I was assaulted by men.
Women are women.
He broke his wife's jaw so bad she needed reconstructive surgery. I'm a lesbian. I'm not transphobic and I'm black. So if there's another black woman in here who wants to tell me how they feel, please join in. But all of you are not. And I don't know who you are or what you are, but I'm a lesbian, and I'm telling you right now, men are harassing women in the locker room.
Let's let him answer the question.
That's where it turns super interesting in terms of the left eating their own, because then she gets into the, wait a second, nobody can criticize me. I'm black, I'm a woman, and I'm gay. Those three things leave me in a situation where you can't possibly disagree with me. And then comes along trans. And apparently trans trumps all of those other things.
Yeah. Sorry, black lesbian ladies. I wish we could help you here, but you're getting back a line, please. Yeah. Yeah, and I loved, and listen, I'm not on her side of the intersectional totem pole battle thing, but I love the dynamic of white men trans cultists saying, trans women are women. Trans women are women. Trans women are women.
Right. So you have adult white males who all of a sudden end up in the right, using my finger quotes, right position, yeah. Correct position.
Yeah.
For the woke left over a black female gay person because we've crossed into the trans conversation.
Right. Sorry. Sorry.
It's complicated. You need a flow chart.
Right, and then she, of course, knows those are the cards to play on the left, so she tries to play them,
because
but they're not having it.
Because it's always worked for her whole life, I'm sure.
Right. Then a full-grown dude shows up in the locker room. She yells out of panic and shock when he's looking at her bare-ass naked. And then she becomes the bad person and is kicked out of Gold's Gym. And now she feels, oh, shoot, this whole hierarchy of victims thing. Sometimes it gets a little weird.
Yeah, I don't, I'm on her side in this conversation, and I don't know her. Maybe she hasn't been playing this card her whole life, although she pulled it there pretty quickly. But, there are plenty of people who do play that card, and it works whether, the bus didn't pick you up, or you got a bad grade in school, or they want you to pay your rent on time, or whatever the hell it is. It's always worked until you run into some white guys who are on the other side of trans.
Right, right. I remember, and it works in the other way too, that you can discount, dismiss, insult anyone by pointing out that they happen to be a white person. I had that card first played on me 20 years ago. I was like, wait, what? But yeah, it's popular. Anyway, the meeting already jazzy rolled on.
I
appreciate your point of view. I'm so sorry that you were
multiple times,
and I appreciate you talking about it. I think we need to protect the safety of all women, and that obviously that's incredibly important. And I also know that trans women are also brutalized in this country. So women and cisgender women are brutalized in this country, and we have to protect the safety of all.
We have to protect women. They cannot be raped in the bathrooms by men that want to save their women. They're not women. They're not women. I'm leaving. It's okay. But I'm not going
to
take it. I am leaving because you know what? You guys are not protecting women. You're doing a lot. The bills that you're passing for the law, I read a lot of them. They're great. But this thing with the trans, it's not right.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
So the key phrase there is women and cis women need protection. So, sorry, born with ovaries, etc. people, you're in second place. Women, real women, and cis women need to be protected in Scott Wehner's world.
Yeah, the only woman term that doesn't have a qualifier attached is dudes who say they're a woman. Woman.
Exactly. Katie, you're smoldering.
I'm at a loss for words, you know.
I know.
And as a woman who is pregnant and my body is doing all sorts of things, this is even more infuriating because they have
Oh,
no...
I can totally relate. Totally relate because I identify as a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, you ought to cave my effing teeth in for saying that.
Right.
I'm glad you're too far away.
God, she just needed one more thing. Was your uncle a Cherokee? Do you have anything?
What do you got? Let's think. Let's brainstorm here. Do both, all four of your limbs work? Okay, no. Let me think. Let me think. Your eyesight okay? No. All right, she had one more shot as she walked out the door.
You heard me, sister? All right. Don't let them use our blackness and our civil rights as a reason to pass weird laws for children to transform. It's wrong. My sister's in jail. She can't get free tampons or soap, but she can get free transformation medication. Big Pharma is best. Tyler.
Yeah, Scott.
Well, things are going so smoothly.
That was a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Would she say her sister's in prison? Whoever's
yeah.
in prison
right.
can't
yeah.
get tampons. But you could get free transition surgery or medication.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Well,
that's
and she
so
actually
crazy.
Made a pretty good point that don't let them use our blackness to pass weird laws because the far, far radical left and the neo-Marxists, they use the verbiage and the rationale of the civil rights movement to make it seem like a dude who says, now I'm a girl, is the same as, you know, Emmett Till or somebody who just wanted to vote in the South or attend a public university. It's obscene.
We left out to this Scott Wehner person because you don't know him all around the country like we do in the Bay. He's a Bay Area legend in government and doing all kinds of crazy stuff in the city and then getting into state government, all that sort of stuff. He wants to take Nancy Pelosi's seat. He's going to run for Nancy Pelosi's seat. He could be the face of progressivism in the House of Representatives. I almost hope he wins. It's going to be so crazy. But I don't actually want his point of view to be spread.
Yeah, I mean, he's pro everything that's perverse, including, you know, man-boy love and that sort of thing, even if he kind of hints at it. But, yeah, I'm trying to decide right now if it'd be better or worse to have him in Congress. I would like people are so easily talked off of their beliefs in ways that shocked me, like during
yeah.
COVID.
And you gotta be careful with this whole, you know, Domi wins, that'll be good for us. Scott Wehner wins, it'll be good for us. Pretty soon there's gonna be a lot of people in positions of power with horrifying ideas.
And a lot of the sheeple and or young people who are easily sold on a lot of this garbage. I just feel bad that lady lost the intersectional contest.
Yeah.
She walked in there feeling great.
Gay black woman. Who's going to say something to a gay black woman? I am bulletproof.
Sorry, I'm trans. Oh, no! The superpower!
My kryptonite!
Damn it!
Armstrong and Getty.
Jack and Joe are here to tell you your day will be just fine. Just download the podcast. It won't cost you a dime. Armstrong and Getty. On demand. That's the podcast. Subscribe right now.
Armstrong and Getty.
My perfect day has sand, salt, water, and friends. But my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can take me out of the moment. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, most people saw 90% clearer skin, and many were even 100% plaque-free at 4 months. Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin. And that means everything.
Nothing is everything.
Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Your ambition just met its match with Robinhood. Trade stocks and ETFs, options, futures, and crypto all on one platform. Get started today at Robinhood.com/yourmoney. Your money, your move. All investments involve risk, including loss of principal. Options, futures, and crypto trading carry significant risk and may not suit all investors. Securities offered through Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC. Futures trading is offered by Robinhood Derivatives LLC, not FDIC or SIPC protected. Crypto offered through Robinhood Crypto LLC, NMLS ID 1702840, not FDIC or SIPC protected. Portfolio management offered by Robinhood Strategies, an SEC registered advisor.
If a Lenovo computer for your business is on your holiday list, don't shop around. Just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com. You'll find exclusive deals on the PCs you want for your business, like the ThinkPad X9 14 Aura Edition and Yoga 7i 2-in-1. So avoid all that shopping chaos and price comparing, and just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com, where PCs are up to 50% off. That's Lenovo.com.
Lenovo, Lenovo.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an intricate part of the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
So before we went to break, Joe mentioned this country song that's on the top of some chart, and it's AI, and so we both took a listen to it. We can't play it because it'd be a violation of something, but but before I tell you what I thought of this AI song that's at the top of the charts, is it all AI? Is that what you're saying? It's an entirely AI song?
I believe so, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the dude on the cover is a made-up picture. The voice is AI. The instruments, the writing, all of it is AI.
Yeah, I don't know if the, there's probably somebody who wrote the lyrics just, but maybe not. I don't know.
Having listened to it, that is highly troubling.
Yeah, it sickened me.
That is way too good. That is, why would anybody try at this point? Well, why would anybody try to become famous and make money at it? If you want to make music, I do it every day. At home, I play the piano in my bedroom in my underwear. I do that all the time. But
could have left that last part out.
AI isn't going to replace that, but any I'm going to make it onto the charts. I don't know if there's any point in that anymore.
Yeah, I'm already very, very cynical about pop music, and it occurred to me that a lot of us of a certain age, we had the unbelievable experience that we took for granted that pop music, which was entirely a commodity. I mean, anybody who was actually a creative artist was exploited and thrown away by the money guys. It was just, a corporate commodity. And then there was a brief and wonderful period of, I don't know, 10 to 25 years where the art was dominated by actual creative artists, at least to a significant extent. It still was corporate, but there was a hell of a lot of creativity. And now, and I'm not saying there's no creativity left, but pop music is so corporate. There's so much money to be made. The formulaic AI, they might as well be AI, song factories are so efficient. The underwear models lip syncing to the music are so good looking and the rest of it. It's easy to be very, very cynical about it. Having said that, the lyrics of this song in particular are a person who has had some very painful times in their life pouring out their soul. And the fact that that is cranked out by a computer because they know you like that sort of thing makes me want to vomit.
That's a good point. The fact that a chat bot picks up, oh, okay, people have angst and pain and that sort of thing. Oh, right about that. Yeah, when it comes from somebody who's had that same feeling and we have that in common as a human being. Oh, you felt that? I'm feeling that right now. Thanks for writing about it. When it turns out it's a computer. Completely, right. You know.
Yeah, one of my favorite songs by one of my favorite bands, the writer and singer happens to be a gal, is talking about, you know, being, self-destructive in love and drinking way too much. And the line is, maybe I'll find my maker on the bedroom floor, which is a hell of a line. Maybe I'll meet my maker, I think it is. Anyway, to hear that somebody just cranked that out because the computer algorithm said that would be compelling. I don't know, my skin is crawling, my guts are churning. Maybe I ate something bad for dinner last night. But yeah, that's awful. It's not good. It's not funny. It's not amusing.
So Google hired some AI guru to come over. They spent $2.7 billion to buy character.ai, and then this guy had a whole bunch of posts about how he doesn't believe the whole trans thing is real, and so Google tried to shut him down, having just spent $3 billion on his company, and that became a, so they got a woke problem within the Google AI stuff. So that'll be something. China is not worried about that, I guarantee you. China's attempt to be the dominant AI force on earth is not worried about the politics of the individual employees.
Right.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty.
Jack and Joe are here to tell you your day will be just fine. Just download the podcast. It won't cost you a dime.
Armstrong and Getty on demand.
That's the podcast. Subscribe right now.
Armstrong and Getty.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions and bring you a special Black Friday offer.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/deal. And now, as a special Black Friday offer, you can get a free gutter inspection, plus up to 35% off. This is our best offer of the season. Unlock it now at leaffilter.com/deal. See representative.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Now, this is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Plan your day with the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR. Your weekday weather forecast equips you to tackle any weather, rain or shine. Sponsored by the Queen of Dragons, a local champion delivering premium flour, edibles, and concentrates with free delivery to Shasta Lake. Their Flower Friday's deal runs all weekend until stock's gone, so grab it fast. Support local by visiting X, Facebook, or thequeenofdragons.com. KCNR keeps you in the loop. Every day.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You gotta step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking. For us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curation.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at gormancomp.com. Law.com.
ZipaAH.com. That's Zipa.com.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Do you like to stay informed to know what's going on in the world? And you can't stand the liberal media bias. You think we have the show for you.
Armstrong and Getty On Demand. 4 episodes available every day.
On the iHeartRadio app.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty, the Armstrong and Getty Show.
On the floor we are occupying here at the radio station, the stall where people do their, your main business. There's been no soap in there for like a month.
Oh, it's longer than that.
To wash your hands.
Yeah.
And that ain't cool. So Hanson and I were just discussing that maybe we should bring bars of soap and set them on the counter. Yeah, kind of as a hint, like we've started bringing our own bar from home. For some reason, he suggested Lava. Do you remember Lava soap?
Oh,
it was gray,
yes.
And it had the grit in it.
Oh, yeah.
Do they still make that? I think bars of Lava soap would be perfect.
One of my friends' dad was an actual auto mechanic, and he did a lot of work in his own garage.
Yeah. Well,
and I think
that.
That's where I ran into Lava soap.
It was good for that sort of thing. I don't know if
gritty.
It was so good for like a 10-year-old to scrub their body in the shower.
A lot of bleeding from the hands. Yeah,
exfoliating.
Just exfoliating, exactly.
That's so a lot of great stuff to squeeze in this hour, but first, from the information mind of Joe Getty that brought you, I do occasionally refer to myself in the third person, that brought you a look in the China cabinet. And what was one of the other ones, Michael? I can't remember.
I can't remember if there was another one.
There have been other ones. Well, it's time for the Euro Bureau.
There you go.
Yeah, we're still working on the introduction for the Euro Bureau.
And that was low rent.
Are you kidding? That was free sign on the side of the road.
I was limited on supplies.
Okay.
Yes, and time. So a couple of really interesting stories from Europe. And I tell you what, and a lot of you agree with this. I feel like watching my beloved Republic in our various challenges and increasing socialism and debt and the rest of it. It's a slow motion car crash. I mean, the end of this is so incredibly predictable. We become France. It's the Francification of the United States. Oh, damn it. That reminds me. I'm so pleased with this. I can't stand it. The new t-shirt at the Armstrong and Getty Superstore is simply on a lovely dark blue background. Although you can probably get it in all sorts of colors. Ruin the entire country. Newsom 2028.
I like it.
Looks great. Cal Unicornians and those who sympathize with Cal Unicornians, ruin the entire country. Newsom 2028. Anyway, so we all heard about the break-in at the Louvre, right? We're going to start in France in the Euro Bureau. We all heard about that, right? And the crown jewels and all sorts of stuff. Much less reported here on the other side of the Atlantic is the fact that that was one of 9 major robberies of museums over the past year in France.
Didn't know that.
9. 6 French museums have been hit since the beginning of September alone, one of them twice, and they name a bunch of museums I've never heard of but are important, I guess, including the Stately Museum of Natural History. Few of the stolen works, including precious porcelain and gold crosses and statues, have been recovered. As the robberies pile up, French officials are waking up to an unsettling reality. France is awash in cultural treasures, but has minimal resources to protect them from thieves.
Well, I was going to say, after the 4th or 5th museums hit, I would have thought somebody said, hey, is the Louvre protected? I mean, that's like our most famous museum.
Successive governments have collapsed over efforts to rein in the country's budget deficit, leaving the state too cash-strapped to invest in meaningful security upgrades for the more than 1,200 sites classified by the government as museums. And Macron's administration is scrambling to take a census of the country's most valuable artwork to know where to put their few pennies. But you've got a rising criminal class and absolutely no budget, no will to protect the country. It's just sad. Then you have this. From the Wall Street Journal, Britain is preparing tens of billions of dollars, well, pounds, but in new taxes again. The Labour government is ready to is readying its second major tax increase in 2 years as it tries to avoid spooking markets, specifically bond markets, because it's taking on so much debt and it's killing the economy. And this is a good description. The UK has long been torn between two mutually exclusive desires. Voters want European levels of welfare with American levels of taxation. Of course, we're overspending our taxation, too. But by accident or design, the debate is slowly being resolved in the direction of higher taxes as Britain's Labour government, which can't leave office soon enough, prepares its second major tax increase in as many years. The UK is confronting an issue facing growing numbers of rich nations, how to pay for rising government spending without taking on ever more debt and spooking financial markets. So they've got this giant tax increase coming to narrow the budget deficit, which is at about 6% of their GDP. Biggest rounds of tax increases since the mid-70s. The increases will likely further constrain Britain's anemic economic growth.
A lot of that had to do with their net zero policies around climate change, which were crazy.
Absolutely true. Yeah, those two things are just crushing the economy. So the latest increase will raise the UK's tax rate to about 38% of annual economic output, highest level ever, compares with about 30% in the 90s and the low 30s in 2010s. That puts the UK comfortably ahead of the US, which is in the mid-20s, although spending ourselves into oblivion, but still short of Germany and France. The pitfalls of such an approach are evident in Germany, which taxes wages more than any other rich country, except Belgium, taking almost 50% of employees' gross wages on average. While that approach has helped Germany balance budgets in the past, it has eaten into Germans' purchasing power, depressing consumption. And Germany, that at the end of the Cold War slashed spending on defense and poured the difference into the welfare state, now needs desperately to spend more on the military and shore up crumbling infrastructure from potholed roads to a decrepit rail system. But taxes are already very high and the growth is too weak to fund new taxes. Slow motion car wreck.
Yeah, I took in a podcast about Britain's financial situation several weeks ago, and it was striking. The whole time I was listening to it, I kept thinking, why isn't this a bigger story? Why don't more people know this in the United States, that Britain has just ruined their economy, and there's no easy way out. And they are like our future. We can look at them, and we're going to be able to see what it's going to be like for us.
I know, the world's most predictable disaster. It's so frustrating, and I you didn't tune in to be frustrated, but... I mean, it's just, somebody comes up here on the street and says, I really like fentanyl. I'm taking more fentanyl every day. And you're thinking, well, you're going to OD and die. In fact, 100% of people who you said that to would think, you're going to OD and die. But they just keep doing it. I feel like that's the situation we're in now. Because the average voter has no grasp, and this is true in France, it's true in Britain, it's true in the U.S., has no grasp of the concept of fiscal restraint. They, you know, it's too easy to sell them on, you deserve handouts. I just, you know, I don't know how legitimate this quote is. I've seen it a million times, old the Scottish guy, that when a people realizes it can vote itself money, themselves money from the Treasury, a republic is doomed. I'm not sure there's any turning it around, short of a cataclysm, but you don't bounce back from every cataclysm. It was like, you're only half serious. God, send me a warning so I get really serious about getting healthy, like a minor heart attack.
Right. I asked God to give me a minor heart attack so I would start eating better.
Well, your genius, Jack, your unappreciated genius, is that's a perfect metaphor for the United States. The only thing that will stop us wolfing down bacon, drinking a quart of bourbon a night and smoking four packs a day is a fiscal heart attack. The problem being, you don't always survive them.
Yeah. Well, the pandemic was quite the cataclysm, and it didn't make things better anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you know, that's funny. And when we were talking a couple segments ago, whenever it was, about young people and young men and their anger and anti-Semitism and that whole stew. The writer that I was quoting mentioned how bitterly painful the COVID shutdowns were for young men in so many ways. And it drove them away from girlfriends and real friends and jobs and striving and pride and being a man, blah, blah, blah. The COVID shutdowns, which were specifically opposite of what all the health organizations around the world had said they would do when there was a pandemic. They abandoned all their plans and panicked and shut them down and kept the kids out of schools, the rest of it. I don't think we've reckoned with a third of the damage that did.
No, definitely
not. The incredible evil that perpetrated. I'll be saying that until I'm lowered into my grave. The Euro Bureau.
Straight from our European news desk.
Okay.
This is...
That was Joe Getty's Euro Bureau.
It was so horrible, it was great.
Oh, man.
Armstrong and Getty.
It's here, the Omaha Steaks Cyber Sale. We're talking 50% off site-wide and an extra 20% off select packages.
There's no better time to shop for everyone on your list. And when you shop OmahaSteaks.com today, you'll get an additional $35 off with the code Armstrong at checkout.
With Omaha Steaks, you can slay your gift list and send a perfect assortment that everyone will love. USDA-certified tender steaks, beefy burgers, premium air-chilled chicken, decadent desserts, and so much more.
There's something for everyone on your list, and every bite is backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Don't wait. Shop the Cyber Sale now at OmahaSteaks.com to save 50% site-wide and an extra 20% off select packages.
Plus, get an extra $35 off with the code Armstrong at checkout. That's OmahaSteaks.com, code Armstrong. Hurry, the sale ends December 2nd. Terms apply. See the site for details. Go to OmahaSteaks.com to save 50% site-wide and an extra 20% off select packages. OmahaSteaks.com, code Armstrong.
Rising debt, stock market swings, and global shocks can affect your retirement. But even in this economy, there's still opportunity. Protect your retirement with a secure, tax-advantaged gold IRA. Instead of leaving a 401k or IRA at the mercy of markets, hold gold or silver. Real protection for your future. And Noble Gold makes it simple. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and chat with a specialist. The conversation is free, and the peace of mind is priceless. NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult your financial advisor before making investment decisions.
I used to stand in the paint aisle staring at all those products and wondering which one actually worked. I wasted so much money on things that didn't help. Then I tried BlueStop, and let me tell you, it works. It soothes my sore joints and stiff muscles fast, absorbs quickly, and even smells great. Millions of people already trust BlueStop, and now I do too. No prescription, no waiting. It's on the shelf right now at Walmart. If you want real relief, choose BlueStop. And feel the difference. Blue Stop at Walmart today.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, selling your favorite guns since 1962. This November, we honor all veterans for your service and sacrifices as we approach the holidays. Jones's Fort would like to express our gratitude and acknowledge their willingness to make the ultimate sacrifice and recognize their commitment to freedom, patriotism, family, and hard work. Jones's Fort could not have prospered these last 64 years without the brave men and women of the United States Armed Forces. Jones's Fort salutes you.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Celebrate Thanksgiving at Black Bear Diner. Skip the hassle and let us cook for you. Enjoy homestyle turkey, slow roasted prime rib, and smoked ham with all the trimmings. Join us Thanksgiving Day for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Make your holidays special at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at O2ES.com.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Anaheim Police Detective Heather Scaglione says the thieves used a tablet meant for locksmiths that can connect to technology in newer vehicles.
He's being handed a locksmith tool, a computer device that plugs into the computer system in the car so he can quickly reprogram it and turn the car on so he can leave with that truck.
Thieves are also using antennas to pick up signals from key fobs inside homes.
Wait a minute.
Ba-dang.
Yeah, and
time to go back to metal keys that just stick in the ignition and twist.
In the video attached to that news article, it actually showed a Ring camera at the front door, and the thieves were holding an antenna, and they had some kind of device tucked in their pocket that this thing was connected to, and when they held it up, they just touched the house, and then the car that was parked in the driveway started. Because somebody had already was able to get into it and start the car just by using the key fob signal.
Yeah, I remember two cars ago, I think it was.
Is that your Trans Am?
Yeah, with the T-tops, yeah. My key fob kept, the battery kept dying.
Yeah, I've
and
had
they
that
said,
before.
Where do you keep it relative to your garage? And it was too close to the garage. They said you either got to shield it or move it, because the car and the key fob keep talking to each other.
I didn't know that. Yeah. That's why my battery runs down so fast on my key fob. I feel like I replace it every 2 weeks, and nobody's ever told me that. Okay.
Yeah. Mm. Anyway, so yeah, obviously they are putting out signals putting out signals all the time. So yeah, you could sniff them and use them to break into a car. What the heck? Death penalty for car thieves.
There you go. Hang them.
They're the modern horse thieves. Hang them. That's right. Right outside General Motors. Ford or whatever. Maybe it's your local dealer. I don't know. Come on down. Bring the kids. We'll spin the wheel of prizes. Hang a car thief.
They're actually making these
plus free hot dogs. Yeah.
They're making these keychains now too that you can get on Amazon or whatever that you just put on there and then you can tuck your key fob in that and it'll block that signal. I saw.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Excellent. There you go. Simple solution. Thank you, Katie. Life hack. Yeah. So we're talking about conspiracy theories and how they work and what's at the root of them. And I remembered a piece I brought to you a while ago, about a month ago, about Gnosticism, how a lot of the people pushing this stuff are like the first century Gnostics, a Christian heresy that holds that the material world is evil, that a special knowledge or gnosis, with a G, lifts us out of its corruptions into redemption. Salvation, under its theory, requires neither faith nor action, only the recognition that you're being lied to and that your soul belongs elsewhere. Gnosticism, like Orthodox religions, asks why evil exists, but instead of traditional answers rooted in personal responsibility, it posits that malevolent forces control the world. Knowledge of these forces becomes the work itself. Discover them and you are redeemed, which is interesting. But then this from Claire Lehman, a piece called The New Medievals, and he goes into a variety of people, including Candace Owens, who has been implicating everyone in the murder from the Israeli government to Turning Point USA itself to Erica Kirk, Last week, her speculation reached its apogee when she suggested that Donald Trump himself was involved, which is, well, what the hell? Go for a touchdown if you're throwing the ball. But then she writes, Claire writes, Owen's wild theorizing isn't an anomaly. It's part of something older and darker. There's a distinctly medieval quality to much of the conspiratorial right, a world animated by unseen cabals, moral corruption, and divine punishment disguised as politics. Then she talks about how in journalism, if it bleeds, it leads, and any story that features a villain or a group of villains doing something dastardly to innocent victims is much more likely to be read and shared than an article that, say, debunks such narratives with statistics. She explains, our mammalian brains are wired to perceive and anthropomorphize threats. When our ancestors saw thunderbolts crashing down from the sky, they didn't think it was caused by electricity in the air and complex weather systems, but by the wrath of vengeful gods.
That's what I believe.
That looks like humans. Yeah, Jack still believes that. We have to talk him down after every weather forecast. But so media entrepreneurs, whether it's a Candace Owens or a big publisher or executive, knows that readers want to be frightened by stories of plotters, vandals, criminals, and killers. In literature and film, disproportionate attention compared with the works of other sorts. For example, thrillers make up over 12% of adult fiction sales in the U.S. True crime podcasts account for nearly a quarter of the top-ranked shows. It's very, very hot.
Mm-hmm.
Yet conspiracy theories, those tales of shadowy cabals wreaking havoc in the world, seem to be the most seductive at all. I'm sorry, the most seductive of all. They combine the adrenaline of a thriller with the morality of a fable. These moral horror stories, as literary professor Jonathan Goshall argues in a 2021 book called The Story Paradox, succeeded not because they persuade people rationally, but because they gratify audiences on an emotional level. He wrote, quote, conspiracy stories promise heroes and villains, secret clues and moral urgency, and each one invites the listener to join a righteous crusade. That's a really good example. Heroes and villains, secret clues, and moral urgency, and you get to join a righteous crusade.
I get this, and clearly it's true. It's interesting to me that some people, like me, just aren't susceptible to it. If it doesn't make sense, like, well, I don't get that, and then there's no proof that it's that this is true, and then I just let it go.
You know, one more note before the break, and then I want to come back with more of this because it's super thought-provoking, but she mentions a couple of scientific experiments, psychological experiments through the years, where people who feel powerless, confused, overwhelmed, powerless, begin to see patterns that are not there. Because they really want to bring order to the disorder that they perceive. Quote, participants who lack control were more likely to perceive a variety of illusory patterns, including seeing images and noise, forming illusory correlations in stock market information, perceiving conspiracies, and developing superstitions, the authors wrote. Another 2020 study found that a sense of lack of agency also predicted belief in Jewish conspiracies specifically.
Well, maybe that's why conspiracies don't work on me. Then I don't generally feel powerless or lacking agency, so they don't grab me in the same way.
Armstrong and Getty.
Christmas shopping, sometimes it's so tough. It can feel like you're just buying a bunch of random stuff. Get focused and spend your money right. We've got the perfect gift for that special person in your life. The Armstrong and Getty Superstore. Shop now, armstrongandgetty.com.
Armstrong and Getty.
Look, if you've been thinking about gold or silver, but you're stuck on where to start, you're not alone. Most people don't even know how to take that first step. And the good news, you don't have to figure it out alone. Noble Gold Investments can help. Noble Gold was built to educate new investors and empower experienced ones, making precious metal ownership safe, easy, and aligned with your financial goals. Noble Gold makes it simple to protect your savings with something real. Physical gold and silver you can actually hold. Whether you're rolling over an old 401k, starting a gold IRA, or buying coins for home delivery, they'll walk you through every step. They're trusted, transparent, and based right here in the United States. Noble Gold is the name Americans turn to when they want safety and stability they can hold in their hands. Stop waiting. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com today. NobleGoldInvestments.com, your trusted precious metals partner. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.